Episode 21. It's time to drop the content. And I'm not talking about your postal package. I'm talking about content that can become inflamed. You're going to learn how to tuck it away and bring out what is really essential during conflict management. Let's begin. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We are sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos successfully and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Wincolor. Welcome to the show. Part 4 of an ongoing series called The Leading Chaos Story, and I am reading out of my book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. You could follow along and get your own free ebook of this work. Go to leadingchaospodcast.com and subscribe. You'll be sent a coupon and a link to get your own free download, and you could read along with me. Today, I'm on page 17, and we're learning about dropping the content. What is content? Content is essentially the story. What is going on? It's kind of like who stole what, whose cookie, and do you have my shirt or not, or who dropped this teapot, as we heard in an earlier episode. It is the who done it, the what happened, and the who is to blame. It's those types of questions that really get us stuck. Now, those are important if you're a police detective and you're just solving a mystery. But for the rest of us who just want to seek safety and get to a point where we can start working on resolution, those questions will not help us. I want you to imagine for a minute if you were arguing with another person, and who knows what it was about. It could be any kind of arbitrary argument. It could be about politics, religion, something in the family. And I came up to the two of you and I said, what's going on? What's the problem? It's very likely if you give me the time of day that the two of you will turn towards me at the same time and try to start speaking over each other. And you'll get louder and louder and essentially start feeling more and more unsuccessful. It's a dangerous situation. You know, can I help you? The what's going on? Those questions are seemingly important, and yet they only incite further violence. I'm not sure about you, but if it happened to me and I was even slightly emotionally charged, I would defend my point of view. And there's a very high probability that the person with whom I am arguing with would do the same thing. I know that you and I ask content questions with the intention of wanting to help solve a problem. I call this content seeking interveners, CSI. And think, you know, the CSI person thinks that by finding out what started the fight or what the current disagreement is all about, that it will somehow enable them to right a wrong. Right? Wrong. Not only does getting into the content at this stage of the game further incite conflict, it also makes the two parties feel even less successful. So avoiding the content until all parties, both people arguing, have had time to regain some semblance of self-control, well, that's really what's going to help provide a win-win outcome. And that's what I know you are all about, my dear leader of chaos. See, arguments can go from 0 to 60 in no time at all. Resolving the same argument can take years, days, hours, and sometimes, go ahead, admit it, sometimes some arguments never get resolved at all. I want you to ask yourself right now, when was the last time you fully resolved a conflict? Go ahead, I'll give you some time. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. When was the last time you fully resolve the conflict? And that means fully. Resolution means fini, complete, done, goodbye. It's a good goal to have, but an unrealistic one, especially when tempers are flaring. Before we get into how dropping the content can be used, let's look at the following scenario, and it'll help us further define the technique of dropping the content when you're involved in conflict management.
Breaking Through a Mother's Lament. Mary was putting her last load of laundry in the washer when she heard a loud crash. She rushed up from the basement to the first floor and found her three kids, Johnny, 4, Jimmy, 6, and Joey, 8, staring wide-eyed at broken glass on the kitchen floor. Mary saw the boys' football on the floor next to her late grandmother's now broken teapot. "How many times have I told you boys to keep that football outside?" screamed Mary. "I told your father not to play with you indoors. Oh, God! My mother told me not to leave my good china out where you kids could get to it. Why couldn't I have had three girls instead of boys? Wait till your father gets back from the store." Luke, Mary's husband, happened to hear Mary's last statement as he walked in through the front door. "What about me?" he called out. "Luke, I told you not to play with the boys inside. Look what they have done this time. I've been working all morning just so we could go out to the fair this afternoon. This is the thanks I get for working so hard." Mary turned and stomped off to her bedroom and said in a low, clear voice, "Damn you all." After Luke directed his sons to clean up the mess, he went to the bedroom door and knocked. "May I come in?" asked Luke. He heard a small whispered, "Yes," and entered. "Feel like talking? I'm so mad." "Say more." "I'm mad at everyone. You, the kids, my mother." Mary let out a small laugh. "God, I can't believe myself sometimes. Where did all that stuff come from? That little teapot was so special to me, Luke. I used to sit with my grandmother drinking tea, and we would both pretend that we were princesses. Isn't that silly?" "Sounds pretty sweet to me." "I just lost myself when I saw that it was broken. I feel stupid for not taking my mother's advice." "No blaming, okay?" "I feel like I lost a piece of myself when I saw the glass on the floor."
I imagine that little scenario sounded quite familiar to all of us. What happened? We had Luke actively listen to Mary, and that skill of active listening utilizes a leading statement that really engaged her. He said, "Could you say more?" Or he shortened it, "Say more." You could also say, "Please go on." And you could nod or shake your head, signifying understanding and interest. Because of his active listening and feedback, Mary was able to gain clarity and change her focus from being angry to speaking about the loss of her teapot. That's what was really going on for her. When she said, "I feel like I lost a piece of myself when I saw the glass on the floor." If Mary had been unable or unwilling to participate in this conversation, she might have spent the rest of the day in her bedroom sulking. But Luke, coming back and showing leadership in this situation, changed it and turned everyone's day around. Learning to drop the content, the who done it, or the who is to blame, can help identify the root of one's emotional outburst. In Mary's case, she realized that seeing her broken teapot caused her anguish. By actively listening, Luke helped her drop the content. And it is a preventive measure because it helped reveal a harmful behavior. And they could use that as they move on. Being explosive and lashing out as she did, it served no one. After dropping the content, she was able to reflect upon her behavior and find a less destructive response and still acknowledge her feelings. Regretting the incident after she was able to drop the content, Mary could have said, "I can't believe that I said that to the kids, Luke. I told them I wish I had girls instead of boys. What was I thinking? My anger got the best of me. If I had told them how sad I was to see the teapot broken, I know they would be more careful next time. Instead, they only see me at my worst. I don't like them saying mean things to each other. I have to try not to do the same thing myself." Parenting is a really tough thing to do, and every parent deserves a gold medal. And in this case, Mary needed a little bit of help from her partner. Dropping the content, it could be done by yourself, or in her case, with Luke. For instance, sometimes I say drop the content to myself, and what I do is I am mentally stepping back from the scene, and I'm often able to remain non-reactive and cut to the source of the potential conflict. Instead of a sterile response to the situation or a reactive response, I find that my objective self is able to make a better connection with those involved, and I allow my clarity to guide me and not my emotions. Clarity is so powerful, it draws in those who lack stability. In Aikido, I train to project a non-reactive posture. I stand with my hands down along my sides and my feet slightly offset so that one foot is forward. My knees stay flexed, and I usually have a smile on my face, not a grimace. This stance, it looks completely non-threatening. In effect, I am dropping the content of a potential conflict by standing in an open posture, and it elicits dialogue. It can disarm an attacker when the object of the attack stands in an open posture that exudes confidence and clarity. Aikido teaches a way to drop the physical content of the conflict that may be displayed through body language. Active listening is a similar technique that can create a way to drop the content in a conflict. Here's another scenario, and it's a glimpse of two different conversations where content is an obstacle and active listening helps to drop the content. Listen along.
Unveiling a holiday drama. When my sister walked into the room, I felt my forehead begin to sweat, Christopher told his housemate Lisa. I couldn't believe she was there, and she brought her new boyfriend. She's always waltzing in with someone new like she owns the whole world. All she ever gives my family is this one little 3-hour blast at Christmas. My parents rag on me every time she leaves. I'm always left picking up all the pieces for her, trying to settle down my mother and father, who keep asking me where they went wrong. Once Christopher quieted down, Lisa asked him if he wanted to say more about his sister. I don't know, I just feel so upset by it all. What's the real issue here, Chris? Lisa asked. This stuff between us is so old. Things are never going to change between her and me. In the exchange, Lisa encouraged Chris to drop the content. Chris asked, What do you mean? Being with family can kick up a lot of old feelings. You get a kind of snowball effect. Everything is all mushed together. Squeeze out the essentials, Lisa explained. Meaning what? Asked Chris. Meaning, Lisa went on, start at the beginning. You said your forehead began to sweat when your sister walked into the room. Was that because she had a new boyfriend? Or because you were worrying about your folks? Or what? Chris made a small, sad laugh and said, I just miss her. I miss my sister. She was the one I depended on.
Dropping the content takes courage because conflict impacts us on an emotional level. It would have been easier for Chris to continue to gripe about his sister than be vulnerable by admitting that he missed her. Venting requires no individual responsibility for your part in a conflict, and you can complain about a person or group until the sun sets tomorrow. Dropping the content, however, requires self-assessment and the ability to accept responsibility for your own role in a conflict. Instead of judging his sister's actions by saying, She's always waltzing in with someone new, like she owns the whole world. Dropping the content for Chris required him to assess his own actions about his sister. I just miss her. I miss my sister. Perhaps next time he saw his sister, he could avoid getting mad and instead try a different tack that might include a request to renew their friendship or simply tell her, I miss you.
A couple's quarrel. As soon as Nicole got into her best friend Maria's car, she began to recount her recent saga with Tony. I know I told him that my mother was visiting, you see, but he doesn't listen to me. So the next thing I know, he's stomping around upstairs making my life miserable. He's all upset because she was still there, and supposedly we were expected for dinner at our friends, Pete and Sue's. How would I know that he made plans for us to go out? He acts like a baby. I can't stand it. We hardly spoke to each other for the rest of the evening. Wow, Maria said. You guys aren't getting along. Nicole replied, What do you think I've been trying to tell you? Isn't it obvious? He doesn't include me in on anything. I'm supposed to be his wife, but I feel more like a slave.
This story about Nicole reminds me of a moment in a training years ago that stick with me today. It so moved me and was a perfect example of what just happened for Nicole. During the course of a training, one of the participants began to tell a story of how his wife is always nagging him when he's going fishing. He never gets to have that moment where he could go out the door and feel free from her nagging. And then he started to speak, and as he was speaking and was starting to incorporate the idea of dropping the content, he had an epiphany. He realized she just missed him. By going off fishing, he was always leaving her and leaving her alone. And what it came down to is that she just missed him. And as he was saying this, a tear started coming from his eye, and it was so moving to me, and certainly moving to him and everyone there. And I really, really appreciated that man's vulnerability that day, because it was a perfect example of how we could get so caught up into the story that we lose our truth. And truth, being authentic, and seeking clarity of conscience, that is leading chaos. Dropping the content takes a bit of skill. It's not something you could learn overnight, and I wish I could say that you can. But practice goes a long way, and a little bit more practice each day will make you and I that much better at this most important skill. So here is your homework this week. Next time somebody says something to you that kind of charges you up, I'm going to ask that you take a mental and a physical step back and try not to get involved in the content. In fact, you could say to yourself, let's drop the content. You could even say it out loud. And then realize, what is a feeling that you have inside? If you're angry, you could just say, I'm grumpy right now. That's something that you could hear around my household a lot. I say that all the time. I'm grumpy. And it's a way to relieve that and not get caught up in the tangle of emotion. The more we allow our authentic self, our truth, our clarity to guide us, our self-leadership, I know it is possible. So why not try today? Think, drop the content. I look forward to next week and look at how we could continue to use this technique of dropping the content as a preventive tool and how we can set up an action plan for ourselves to continue to move forward. If you've been enjoying this podcast series on the Leading Chaos Story, please leave a comment both at our website and especially at our link at iTunes, where you could get all the current episodes of Leading Chaos and past episodes beginning with September 11th, 2014. This is a Real Wind Caller signing off for now. Please follow along on this podcast at our Twitter feed at Leading Chaos and like our Facebook page. Meanwhile, keep on being safe and always be kind. Have a great week. Ciao for now.